Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ on a Monday morning, and DZ, unfortunately, still out today. It will be me along with my guest co-host today. Oh, she's a regular. I said she, and I've got to pull up her theme song because I'm going to be playing it a whole lot today. Let's find you. Oh, because normally DZ hits this. Okay. Welcome to the show, Melia in Milwaukee.
Good morning, everyone.
How weird is it hearing your theme song in the studio?
No, it's normal. I feel like I'm in a car still.
You're like a natural. You belong here. Look at you.
No doubt.
Look at you. Well, welcome to the show. DZ was very excited you were coming in today.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
He said, oh, she'll hold it down just fine.
Oh, definitely.
For sure. I called you abruptly on Saturday night, or messaged you, and was like, Mayday, Mayday. I have nobody to join the show Monday. And you're like, I'm off. I got you. And I was like, let's go.
Yeah, I had a 4-day weekend off. I had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. So and today, my little one has an open Greek today for going back to school tomorrow.
Everybody goes back. Oh, yours go back tomorrow.
No, my son went back on Friday.
Oh, so, yeah. Because you have two?
I have three.
Three
the
total.
The oldest one's already out of high school.
Yes.
So yeah, and then I have a son that's a sophomore, and then my little one's going to be in first grade.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you got a little one.
Yeah.
Aw. Well, I do not have little ones anymore. In fact, it's weirding me out how old they are, if I'm being honest.
Well, enjoy it.
I'm trying. I'm trying. I can go to the store without them. It's really strange. It's really a mind F. Like, I couldn't leave them because I was a single mom. So I could never leave them, or I had to bring them with. So when now that they're finally self-sufficient and they can cook, and I don't even know what to do with myself. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm. I know. I agree with you.
You know?
My oldest one, since she's already 18, she's out of high school. She'll look at my location, see where I'm at. So if she needs anything, can you go there? I'm like, no.
She watches your location. See, I follow Owen, but I don't let him know where I'm at.
Oh, okay.
So I see his location. He does not see mine.
They see my location. My son, the 16-year-old, forget it.
And so
nothing. Get a hold of him, nothing. But when he needs something, oh, he knows how to get a hold of me.
Uh-huh. Of course.
Yeah. And so the little one, she doesn't have nothing yet. So that's good.
So rude. Maybe for what would DZ do today, it'll be a parenting issue.
And I didn't tell my little one I was coming because she would have been upset. I'm like, can I come with you? I'm like, no.
Oh. she could. You bring her by another day. How's that? Or bring her by later today when we're done with the show, and then she won't feel left out. Well, Amelia, you normally call in around Am I the Jerk every morning?
Yeah, before I go to work.
And I always say Amelia, but it's really Amelia. There's no E, is there?
It's E-M-I-L-I-A.
Oh, there
so
is an E.
Amelia is my nickname.
Got
discovered in high school.
Got it. So yeah. What do you like to be called then?
I got used to it because not only that, I was named after my grandmother. And I'm not kidding you, there's been situations back in the day because I have the first name and last, my maiden name, which is Lopez.
Uh-huh.
And she would get my bills, like the energy bills. So I had to start putting my middle initial, which is an M. So high school, they started, people would call me Amelia, but some people were spelling it M-I-L-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like it. So then another friend of mine started calling me Amelia, so he spells it M-E-L-I-A.
Okay, because in the system here where we have all the theme songs, it's written with an E.
No, that's fine.
It's Amelia, and I always call you Amelia. Yeah. But on Facebook and Instagram, you're Amelia.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm like, well, is there an E or not at the beginning of your name? And okay, so that makes people, that makes sense.
When they know where my real name is, they're like, that's your name? I'm like, yeah, that's my name.
I think it's pretty. Whatever. Screw them, girl. All right, you ready to do the question of the day?
Sure.
I'm excited. You get to experience new stuff this morning.
Oh, definitely.
Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. So, first of all, if you missed it, my guest co-host today, with an E or without an E, we just learned. Either way you want to go, Amelia in Milwaukee.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Milwaukee.
To play your theme song. So everybody knows exactly who you are.
Oh, of course, because all my friends and family know that I'm a big fan of Ozuna.
That's it. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about what we did this weekend on the show, because that's what we do every Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice little recap, because I know what I did. But let's start with you. I saw where you were. You were at a big festival this weekend. Where were you?
Yeah, actually, in fact, when you messaged me, I was in shock. I was actually at Mexican Fiesta this weekend.
You were at Mexican Fiesta when I messaged you?
Yeah, when I said that, I was like, oh my God. Okay, hold on. And it's funny, because I was running into a cousin that always listens to me, and I didn't even tell it to yesterday.
She's you didn't like, tell anyone?
I really, no, not really. I posted it today, this morning. So
I
yeah.
Saw that.
But my cousin, she's like, are you coming to my? I'm like, no, I'm gonna set one out. She's like, why? I'm like, cause I'm like, I totally forgot to tell you. Ellie hit me up because they think I joke around about that. That we do.
Oh, they think that I don't really talk to you.
No.
Well, I talk to you. Like I have plenty of messages from Amelia. That's no secret. I saw you at Pride Fest.
Oh yes.
I saw you there. And I've met you more than once now.
I remember when your other host was here years ago. I want to say like
which one? I've been on six shows.
Oh my God.
Riggs?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What about him?
When you guys had Pride Fest.
Oh yeah.
You guys went to the parade. I remember that was the first time I actually.
That was me, Riggs, and Gibbons.
Yep.
That was 100 years ago. Yeah. It was. I remember 2019. I remember that Pride Parade. That was a good Pride Parade.
Oh, yeah. It rained and everything, but we still had fun.
It was so fun. The question of the day is, what did you do this weekend? And you were at Mexican Fiesta.
Mexican Fiesta, doing things around with the kids, whatever needs to get done. Home, but yesterday, I was like, let me relax because I know I'm going to come in tomorrow, you know, as in today.
You knew you had to work at the radio station today.
I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take it easy, you know, just relax, you know. Just
I love it. Good for you. Well, you're doing great so far. So thank you for filling in for DZ, Amelia.
Oh, no problem.
This weekend, what did I do? I spent a lot of time at the pool because it was so hot, which was awesome. I had another date with Nature Boy, and that was an interesting time because we're at a real turning point, I feel like. We're on like 10 dates now.
10 already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
We're just trucking along here. So I'm like,
I already have a friend. Already texted.
People are messaging you because they hear you on the air. Yeah, I don't have much to tell about that. The real highlight of my week. That sounds horrible if he's listening. The real highlight of my weekend.
No,
I'm already putting my foot in my mouth. The real highlight of my weekend was when I met one of our regulars who showed up to the lodge in Muskego, Danny in Oak Creek. I had never met him.
Okay.
He came and he sat down and he did not tell me it was him with his wife and sat there for a while before he finally told me.
Oh, he was waiting to see if you were recognized?
Yeah, he was like, I was going to see if you'd know it was me. And I was like, I did indeed not know it was you, my friend.
Oh,
I did not.
But then again, when I saw your Pride, you didn't recognize it was me.
Tadiz,
you recognize my voice.
You go, hold on, guys, and you started talking. He knew. That's so true. Listen, I'm bad. I meet a lot of people. I'm sorry. But once I know you, I know you. I promise. I am a hot mess. Okay, 414-533-1037. The phones are already ringing, so now we're going to take texts and we're going to take calls. Okay? You're doing a great job. job, Amelia.
Thank you.
I love it. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about your weekend. Amelia was at Mexican Fiesta. Yes. Two of the 3 days. You go, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. I like it that you had fun there. And now I have to bring up somebody that we... is also a regular. I met another one of the regulars this weekend.
Okay.
On accident. Because I was at the lodge in Muskego. I left that out. Well, I figured everybody wanted to hear about the date. But I was at the lodge in Muskego on Saturday, which is a bar right on Janesville. Bar restaurant. Really cool. Take okay. the kids there and eat. It's got like a Northwoods ambiance inside. And as I'm sitting there, I see this guy and his wife come in. Mm-hmm. And they sit down at the bar. And I'm like, And I say, what are your guys' names? You're never going to believe it was one of the regulars. And he was screwing with me. And he didn't tell me it was him till I had said like three other things to him. So welcome to the show, finally, Danny in Oak Creek. Unbelievable.
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
Dude, his wife is so hot.
Yeah?
Oh, my God.
And she's smart, too.
How did you land her, Danny? Seriously.
She saw me and she fell in love with me. So.
Just like that, huh? Just
he
like
says
that.
A different story, though.
Danny was exactly the way he described himself. Long hair, tattoos.
Really?
He's a detective. Uh-huh. Don't mess
with
Danny.
No.
No, you're not, a detective? A... Oh, no.
No, I do training, so.
Oh, dang it. I wish you were a detective, because it sounds more interesting. Training police officers. Danny, welcome to the show. What did you do this weekend?
Well, we met the best and most awesome DJ for Kiss Radio in the world. She runs the whole show. So there you go.
I do today. I run the whole show today.
Oh, no. Today she was. She was today. Running back and forth and everything going.
Amelia's seen how chaotic it can be in here. But luckily, I've been in radio so long, I could do this with my eyes closed.
Right.
Much like Danny could probably train people. And you could poke needles in people with your eyes closed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Probably
yeah.
not a good idea, but I'm just no. saying. So you had a good weekend, Danny. Thank you for coming to meet me at the lodge in Muskego. It was so nice to meet you.
No, it was a little side trip, but we enjoyed it. It was nice to finally, like, face-to-face and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
And then did you say you got on your bike and went downtown? Where'd you go?
Oh, I don't have no motorcycle. We went and ran some errands, and then we went downtown, had dinner at Barnacle Buds, or whatever it was.
Nice.
And then we took the Lime scooters and just went run around for a while.
How did you like using the scooters downtown?
It's fun. We've done it before, but it was my wife's first time. She's like, oh, she goes, I don't want to fall and stuff. I go, you'll be fine. And she loved it. She had a blast.
Nice. Well, she was awesome. You were awesome. Thanks for coming to say hi, Danny.
No, anytime.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good week.
Wait, did you and Amelia even meet?
No.
Oh, sorry. Amelia, say hi to Danny.
Hi, Danny.
I got to meet all these people. Hello. I got to, like, I know there's a thing coming up. We're all supposed to get together. So
yeah, Ryan's,
I got to start getting some contacts and all that. So
Ryan's hosting a little get together. Ryan from Calabama. So we'll let you know about it. All right, Danny. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Next up, we have Lisa, also in Oak Creek. Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing, Allie? Hi, Amelia.
Hi.
Yeah, I was going to say hi to Amelia, my guest co-host today in Milwaukee. What did you do this weekend, Lisa?
I drove to Rockville, Maryland for a Refer Her Power Brunch fashion show there, and it was awesome.
Oh.
Over the weekend. Friday, did up my thing Saturday, came back Sunday, now I'm on my way to work.
Oh. But you had a good weekend, and that's all that matters.
It was awesome. Weather was beautiful, people were fabulous, food was great, it was awesome.
Nice. Well, thanks for sharing, Lisa. I'm glad you got through today. You have a great Monday, if that's possible.
Thank you. You too.
Have a nice one.
Bye-bye. Lots of texts coming in about what people did this weekend. Somebody said, my BFF Laura and I went to Chicago to see Pink. I had a friend that went, they said it was amazing.
In Chicago? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Chicago's the best.
At Soldier Field.
Yeah, and Chicago's like my second home to get away. Mm. When I'm like, I feel like I'm single again, no kids, no responsibility. Yeah.
Did your wife know you do that?
She comes along.
Oh, she does.
There's a particular place we like to go to. It's under the bridge where they have the boats and stuff like that. And there's another restaurant they have down there that I want to check out. But this year we didn't have that much because, you know, work and everything and, you know, enjoying summer and stuff like that. Yeah. But other than that, it's like...
Chicago's your secret getaway. Oh, don't tell everybody your secrets, though. They're going to steal them.
Oh, no. The more the merrier.
Somebody texted in and said, I went and saw Allie at the lodge in Muskego. I don't know who that was, but thank you. Whoever whoever that was. Somebody else said, I saw New Kids on the Block on Saturday. Another amazing show. And then somebody asked, do we get images through text? We do not get pictures. You cannot text a picture. You can DM me a picture.
Right.
Just don't make it a gross one, because I will block you. But you can send regular pictures through Instagram or Facebook or whatever if you want to send us images. Well, I'm glad you had a great time at Mexican Fiesta, Amelia. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Am I the Jerk is next. You're a regular on Am I the Jerk, so you're prepared for that, right? Do you want to give any shout-outs before... Any shout outs to anyone? Your child is in here.
Oh, yeah, she's here.
She's here. You're like, yeah, she's fine. She's going back to school tomorrow. She's six. Mm-hmm. She's adorable. She just got dropped off. Anyone, hi to everyone.
Yeah, hi to everyone, especially my daughter, you know, that came and helped me and drop off my son. He's pretty upset, but shout out to Pius High School, I have to say. I have to say shout out to my classmates from St. Jonatina. We're class of 2002.
Okay.
You know, don't count the years, how many. And, you know, all my friends are listening, my family. Shout out to my little brother. Shout out to my aunt, my little brother, Omad, my friend, Sonia.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many.
I should have known you were going to have 19,000 shout outs when I said, Amelia, anyone you want to say hi to?
To everybody that supported me and that's been texting me and everything. Mama D, I know you're listening too. But yeah, to everybody that's listening.
All right. Well, thanks for coming and filling in for DZ. I know he's so grateful that you came today.
Oh, this was fun.
So grateful.
This was fun. You're I hope he's listening too.
He was listening on Friday.
Okay.
So he might be today. I haven't heard from him yet today. Usually he texts me if he's listening, like, tell Amelia, she's holding it down. And if not, he will listen back. I believe that. I believe that in all of my soul.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks, Amelia.
No, thank you.
Problem. You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So my friend DZ is gone. He'll be gone today. I don't know when he's coming back, but he'll be back when he can be. And in the meantime, I've been inviting our regulars to come in and co-host the show with me. So today is no exception. Welcome on a Monday morning. Thank you for coming in, Amelia in Milwaukee.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. On a Monday. Actually, today and Monday. Mondays are drag Mondays. So today, I'm not complaining.
Well, and you've seen the issues I've had. The phones were not working. I don't know if they're working yet. We're going to find out during What Would DZ Do really quickly.
It's entertaining, though, watching you.
Is it? Me with my head cut off? I'm running around like a lunatic. And I looked at Amelia. I go, just ready. Crazy Alley's about to come out if things don't start working around here. Get ready.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Amelia, I wanted to ask you, do you like to get massages?
Oh, it's been a while, but...
Same, but yes, right? They're awesome.
Yep.
Do you talk while getting a massage?
Oh, no. I knock out. I knock out.
You fall, like, fall asleep?
Yeah, I fall asleep, knock out, depending on the mood, how they have the mood, and especially to particular music they play.
Mm-hmm.
I knock out. Even when I go to chiropractor, they'll try to talk to me. It's like, dude, just do your job. Crack these bones because I really need to get them done. But last time I got one done in the nails, I knocked out to the point I was snoring.
Amelia, you were snoring? Come on. Come on. Seriously? That's amazing. I've only fallen asleep during one massage and I'll never forget it. And because it was that great. You know what I mean? Right. Where you're out, but then you miss the whole thing.
How do you miss the whole thing?
Because you're asleep, Amelia. You're not even in it.
No, you feel the motion. You feel everything. You feel what they're doing and stuff like that. No, it just relaxed me. It puts, it's good.
I like it. Well, I want to know what you would do if you're person, masseuse, started talking to you, because I was watching this where this was a problem for somebody where the masseuse is like talking to them the whole time. And I'm sorry, that would make me crazy. And I would also be crazy if I was giving the massage, let's say, and the person was talking. I think it's so strange. What is wrong with these people? Some people like that.
Mm-mm, I can't. This is your time to relax. Mm-hmm. This is your you time. This is to, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at you crazy if you're talking to me. Because I didn't ask for you to be my therapist session.
You're
I asked
naked. You to be my- Amelia, you're butt-ass naked. And they're literally like, so, tell me about your kids. And I'm like, no, just rub. Be quiet. This is awkward. Maybe you got a thong on or undies or something.
Or just give him a crazy look. Like, look, I came to get a massage, not for you to sit here and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's not a therapy session. Let's get your job. I'm paying you to do what you need to do.
Would you say something if they were talking to you the whole time? Like, or would you just go to sleep and act? Would you even respond?
I think I would purposely act like I'm snoring.
And you'd be like, what am I doing with this weirdo? I'm never coming back here again.
Oh, a lot of things be going in my head. I'd be cussing in my head and everything.
Same. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS at HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Now, you can definitely text. I don't know if you can call. We're going to find out. 414-533-1037. What would you do? You're getting a massage and the masseuse won't shut up. This is the weirdest thing ever. I can't believe some people like to talk during massages. What's the point?
Then you're not enjoying your service. Then, you know, it's pointless to me. That's my opinion.
It's like going to yoga or anything and talking the whole time.
And you look at the person like, shut up.
Like, read the room. What is wrong with you? All right, we will take your calls and your texts next. Kiss FM.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Guess I could turn our mics up. So DZ isn't here today. He will be back as soon as he can. But in the meantime, I'm inviting some of our regulars to come in and co-host with me. And today is my girl, Amelia, in Milwaukee. We have to play a theme song so everybody pieces it together. It's part of you on the show, Amelia.
Oh, yeah. Especially, oh, Suna, you have on there? Oh, no doubt.
Welcome to the show. You're really seeing behind the scenes technical difficulties, because when this happens, DZ and I somehow pull it off, but you're really seeing it now. We don't talk about it a lot. The phones are just not working. I'm waiting on our engineer to fix them. And so I'm sorry, but the texts are working just fine.
Hey, long as I keep you entertained.
Yeah,
and keep you company.
Oh, you're fine. I could talk to you all day. You don't have a shortage of things to say. Let me tell you, girl.
No, let me tell you.
We're talking about people who talk during massages and what the heck is wrong with them. These are the texts we got. Susan in Milwaukee texted in. She said, I've been seeing the same massage therapist for over 10 years. Oh. We definitely talk during my sessions.
That's different because they've known each other for 10 years, so they're comfortable.
She said, I also get more of a sports massage versus a basic relaxation massage. Okay, fair. Yeah. That is different, and it would be different because it's not as, she's not trying to relax. She's doing it because she's in pain, probably. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody else texted in, said, 5 minutes into my first massage, my masseuse told me she recently was in a bad car accident where the passenger died last week.
Oh my God.
I'm a therapist and had to note that. What? Wait, oh my God. So wait, you walk in and they're like, let me tell you about you're going in to relax. They're telling you about their life problems. Right?
My thing is, did she know he was a therapist and she just let it out?
I don't know. Lisa in Sheboygan, my girl, said, don't talk to me during a massage, weirdo. I agree. Who does that? And then Jamila in Oak Creek, or Johnson Creek, said, oh my God, absolutely hate when they talk. This is me time. I grunt a lot due to working in dentistry, like I want quiet. Now, that's even more awkward. Now you're grunting? Why would somebody talk to you during a massage? I don't understand.
I couldn't even tell you. I'm a big talker, not going to lie. even especially at my job. But other than that, if I get the vibe, like they just want to come and get the thing, the stuff done, whatever, okay, fine. But especially for me, I don't think I could have talked. And you would have to double tell me, okay, turn, do this, okay, we're going to do that. Because I'm like so deep.
You know what, Amelia? That's the only thing I want to hear is turn. That's all I want to hear. Time to turn over. Okay, thanks. And I flip, and I'm with you. I almost want to be asleep as well. I was thinking I hadn't had a massage in a long time. You know, when the last one I had was in Mexico. When I was there in November, me and my girls went and got one. And boy, I almost fell asleep in that one.
Oh, man, you went there. I was over here sunburned in my cruise and drinking my marijuana. Puerto Rico is the best one. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I got to go to Puerto Rico. That's on my list.
Yes, Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's nice there. If it was up to me, I would move over there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I support that. Mm-hmm. Well, don't talk during massages. I think that's what we have established during What Would DZ Do Today? Okay. Period. Mm-hmm. Coming up next. Yes. It's not only Am I the Jerk, you're going to get to actually be in the studio today for it. And hopefully the phones work by then so we can actually talk to people. But we're also going to talk about what you do for a living, because I have questions. I have a lot of questions. Sound good?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we're back next with Amelia in Milwaukee. 3.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. I'm so excited for Am I the Jerk next, because one of our regulars who always calls in for Am I the Jerk is in here today filling in for DZ. He'll be back when he can get back in, but until then, Amelia, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Love playing your theme song with you in the studio. Welcome. So, Amelia, I met you at the Pride Parade in 2019. Yes. And then DZ and I saw you again at Pride Fest this year.
Yes.
Were you with your wife? Who were you with?
That was my best friend.
Oh, that was your best friend.
I've known her since first grade.
Okay.
So we connected actually 2 years ago. But I've known her since we were first grade.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to St. John Atita.
Uh-huh.
I don't say it that way. There's another way I say it, but that's inappropriate for the radio.
Say the appropriate one for the radio, please.
So I went there, and then a lot of my family went to Pius, so a lot of people thought that I went to Pius, but I'm like, no, I just knew a lot of people there. That's because I have family that went there too. But my whole family went to Pius, even my kids.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you grew up in Milwaukee?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Milwaukee in the South Side. Mm-hmm. So I lived here my whole life.
When did you become a, what's it called? Phlebotomist?
Phlebotomist.
I always see that and I go, I had to ask you, what does that mean? A phlebotomist. What does that mean?
What we do, we draw blood. We draw blood from the patients. Oh, and it's nice. Funny because when we have patients, they're like, how do you say that? Because there's phlebotomy and there's phlebotomy service. And so I'll tell them.
What's the difference? Don't, never mind. Pretend I didn't ask, Amelia.
It was the same thing. Yeah. I've been in the medical field for 10 years.
Okay.
This September will be 10 years. So I did work at St. Luke's Hospital for 5 years.
You like poking people? I can't even look. When I get a shot or they take my blood, I literally am like, I look away the whole time.
But you know what? It depends who you get. Because I actually have a patient. She would not nobody let her draw her blood. And one day I was, because sometimes we'll do inpatient, outpatient, but now I mostly do a clinic and I mostly work with transplant patients.
Oh, nice.
And she was walking around and then all of a sudden, because now I'm at a different location. And when she saw me, we had a mask on at the time when the whole COVID was happening. And she jumped and she's like, you, and I kind of freaked out when I recognized her. Mm-hmm. It was her. I'm like, you know what? Just go sit down. I'm going to get my stuff together and just tell me you're here for me. Mm-hmm. And she was just like talking. And while she was talking, because I'm in a conversation with her, she didn't realize how fast I was done. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on that. Some people had a bad experience, and I'm going to explain to you why they freak out. Because when they get the IVs done, sometimes they have a bad experience because they have bad veins or whatever the situation may be. And they assume that, oh, we're going to do the same thing. I'm like, no. So I see my regular patients. Mm-hmm. I know who I can stick right away, who I'm not. If they're new, I explain the situation because especially transplant.
Do more people freak out about being poked with needles? Or like, what's the percentage of people that freak out and people that don't is what I want to know. Because I just look away, but I'm freaked out inside.
No. So you have to have your arm positioned. But you want to know something really funny?
Yeah.
People with tattoos freak out. People with tattoos freak out.
Why? You're like, come on, you got a tattoo. Like, chill out.
Exactly. They have all these tattoos, and I'm sitting there, I'm looking at them, I'm like, okay. And then they're like, oh, I don't like needles. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
They say
I'm
that? Like, that's
dude,
funny.
You just got a tattoo. They're like, oh, but it's, I'm like, it's this, they're like, the needle's going in me. I'm like, the tattoo is too. The needle's going in and out, in and out. Mm-hmm. I go, this is real quick, few seconds. That's depending what you need to get done.
Yep.
No, I don't like it. I'm like, oh my God. Like, there's some people like.
Oh, my son has a major phobia to shots to the point where they will bring in therapists. They brought in therapists at Children's Hospital to calm him down. Only one of the two has this issue. And I don't know what it stems from. I don't know where it started, but now I feel awful because I don't want him to be traumatized his whole life and have these crazy freakouts.
No, I have it. My oldest one, she freaks out.
Still, and then, okay, no,
and
it's so I'm not alone.
And it's funny because when I had to take her to the doctor to get some, you know, did you eat? Yeah. All of a sudden, I looked at her and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's not feeling good. She's starting getting high. Like, mommy, I'm like, I told you you're supposed to eat. Mm-hmm. I told you you're supposed to do this, but you don't listen. Mm-mm. So I don't know what to tell you.
Well, kids don't listen. What's new? They don't listen. Well, now I know that you poke people for a living, Amelia. We won't say where you work, but you're in the medical field, and we're going to leave it at that.
Yes.
You grew up in Milwaukee on the South Side, and you're not going to say the inappropriate name for your high school. Thank you for that. For St. Jones. Thank you. All right. We have Am I the Jerk next, which you normally call in for.
Yes.
We've been having issues with the phones. So I don't know what's going to happen during Am I the Jerk. They tell me they're working on this right now. But I will say this. We have an update. Even if people don't get the chance to call in today, we have an update. For you remember when we talked about Trifling Tom and Trashy Trisha?
I called in.
You were on that one, Amelia. Yes. It was earlier in August. She sent an update as well.
Oh, I can't wait.
You need an update on that one, don't you? All right. Well, coming up next, Am I the Jerk? And an update on the one Amelia was on with, what did I say, Trashy Trisha? I can't remember what we called her. DZ came up with all the names, Jerky John.
And I told you had to put that little kiss song.
It's Kiss FM.
M.I., the jerk.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The phones are back, baby. Am I the Jerk is back, and I have a very special, special guest co-host in today. She's filling in for DZ, because every day I've been having one of our regulars on until he can make it back. So, Amelia in Milwaukee, good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be on this side for Who's a Jerk.
I know, you're not calling in. You're here.
No.
You get to give it to everybody.
Oh, definitely.
I love it. Well, you're here today, and Am I the Jerk was written in. Do you want to give her a name? Any name you want.
Hot again. What can we say? Stella.
Stella?
Stella.
Okay, I like it. Stella is her name. I'm going to write that at the bottom. Stella. All right, this involves a wedding, which it's wedding season.
Yes.
Amelia. Mm-hmm. So here's what she wrote into the show. She said, "Hi, Allie and DZ, longtime listener. First time possibly being the jerk."
Hey, at least she's admitting it.
So. Please, please, please don't use my real name. She listens to your segment on her way to work every day. Yikes. Okay. She said, "Am I the jerk for not having my fiance's sister as a bridesmaid?" Now, we've had this similar ones like this.
Yeah, in the past we did.
But everyone's story is different. Some are situational. So let's go ahead and see what she said here. She said, here's the story. "My fiance and I have been together for 9 years, engaged for 3, getting married this October.
Okay.
About 2.5 years ago, I had a huge falling out with them. My fiance took my side, which made everyone in his family furious. I've never felt welcomed or respected by them, so this doesn't bother me. It's brought me more peace than anything. I recently had my bachelorette party, and someone told me that his sister made a post on Facebook about how disrespectful it was that she wasn't invited and wasn't made a bridesmaid for her own brother's wedding. That caused an even..." This is so relatable, isn't it? "That caused an even bigger issue to his entire family, saying I'm the problem and they're not coming to the wedding. Now the whole groom's family's out because they're mad." She said, "He's not even having his brother as a groomsman, and his brother isn't mad about it. So right. We aren't sure what the issue is. If I had a falling out with them and no one speaks to me, am I wrong for not wanting his sister a part of this? She's not the kind of person who would put things aside for the sake of her brother and would have made the whole experience miserable. Okay. Am I the jerk for not having my brother's sister as a bridesmaid?" My fiance's sister. Yeah. I said that all whacked out. Ew, ick. No. Okay, that's the question. Am I the jerk for not having my fiance's sister as a bridesmaid? We've had very similar. I read these sometimes. I'm like, have we done this one? But this I'm one, like, no. We have not done this one. No, she this wrote one, in no. And I didn't use it. So you can always write into Am I the Jerk? Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. So, all right, so Amelia, this is the part where DZ and I get to hunker down and we get to talk smack until we decide, and then the listeners call after that. So, and that's where you come in. Yeah. Not today. You're DZ today.
I'm on the other side.
Okay, so is she the jerk now? What do you think for not having her fiance's sister as a bridesmaid?
I'm going to say no. Okay. And the reason I say no, because it's about their special day. You know,
it's not about the sister.
Yeah. It's not about the sister. It's about their special day, making it memorable, whatever the situation may be. But then again, She might have already people planned to be the bridesmaid. And it could be people from she's known from like grade school, high school, even college that became closer. That's what people don't understand is depending on your circle, who you're close to. Mm-hmm. It could be family, cannot be family. That's the way I look at it. But for the sister-in-law, soon to be sister-in-law, to blasted, like, come on now. Maybe now this is one of the reasons why they chose not to have you in it, or she chose not to have you in it. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, sometimes depending on the situation, but at the end of the day, that's the person he's marrying.
But it's his family. This is what people are going to call and say, and you know it. Because I'm with you where I'm like, but it's their wedding, it's their day. But everybody's going to be like, but what about his family?
Okay, but you know, sometimes family needs to, you know,
back up.
Not everybody's family's perfect.
And do you get in a new family when you marry someone anyway? That's your new family, allegedly, right?
Yeah.
But you still have your old family.
Exactly. You know, this reminds me of so much. The Real Girls of New Jersey.
The Housewives of New Jersey. Teresa and Melissa.
Yeah, that's the way it reminds me of.
Teresa drives me nuts, but don't get me started, okay? Why are you going to bring up the Real Housewives in the middle of Am I the Jerk? Now I'm heated.
But I think I understand that's his family too, and they have to also respect. She's been in the family for what? You said 9 years?
Yeah, 9 years together, 9 years. Engaged for 3.
Yeah, why all of a sudden, you know, no, you guys gonna get mad because of the married? She didn't pick you guys for a bride.
You know what? You just pointed out a great point. Yeah. She's been in this family for almost 10 years, and now the family's not gonna come to the wedding? Come on.
Then that's our loss for missing out.
Oh, well, the phones are lit up like a Christmas tree. Like a Christmas tree. So, Amelia, you say,
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. 414-533-1037. We are going to talk to you next. What do we name her? Stella.
Yep.
Is Stella the jerk for not having her fiance's sister as a bridesmaid?
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today on the show, if you missed it, filling in for DZ, another one of our regulars. Shout outs. She said nobody believes she's in here. She's definitely in here. Amelia in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Do they believe you now that you're on the radio? Amelia's here, everybody. Okay, so there. Your phone's blowing up. I love it. We're doing Am I the Jerk, which you normally call in for.
Yes.
And today, the writer was Stella. That's what we named her. And she wants to know if she's a jerk for not having her fiance's sister as a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Brianna in Oak Creek this morning. Hi, Brianna. How are you? Oh, did I grab the wrong one? I sure did. Hold on. Brianna, good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Amelia's in here from Milwaukee. Say hi to her.
Hey, Amelia.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday. What do you think? Is Stella the jerk for not having her fiance's sister as a bridesmaid?
10,000% not the jerk.
Mm.
It's her wedding. She gets to decide who's in her bridal party. Her sister-in-law is the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And this family that she's marrying into, I just feel so bad for Stella because I'm sure this has come between her and her fiance. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it wouldn't. I got married during the pandemic. I saw all kinds of crazy stuff go down with my wedding party, and
amen.
It's one of those
weddings make people crazy. I say it every day on Am I the Jerk. You want to talk about family fights? Funerals and weddings, man.
Yeah.
Those are the two that make people fall apart, and it's so sad, right? Every time.
It is, because it's about the couple, and it's their choices, and their family should 100% support them no matter what. Mm-hmm. And someone else always makes it about them. The sister-in-law is a jerk. She's making it about her. The whole family's on board. I feel so bad for this couple. She's not the jerk.
You said they're making it about them, which is I so agree with. It's about the couple and whatever they want, period. Whether you're there or not, it's about them.
Period. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling, Brianna. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Rico's up next. You ever heard Rico in Milwaukee, Amelia?
Oh, of course.
He always tries to give his shout outs. Hey, Rico.
Hey, good morning.
Say hi to Amelia.
Good morning, Rico.
Hello, Amelia.
How's it going?
Good morning. Hey, I could say one thing first. That song you played prior to Not the Jerk was a perfect setting. But I'll say not the jerk today, because reality is if the guy didn't even want his brother to be there, you know, what's the deal? I mean, why not just say, no, sister, you caused too many issues. I'm not going to have you give me some anxiety on my day.
Right.
You know, and if she's already been a problem in the past, why make it a future problem by having her at the wedding and she's just going to ruin it?
Mm.
You know, so, you know, it's not a big deal not to have, you know, the sister there. I don't even want my sister to be in my wedding. So what's the problem? You know?
So he totally understands.
And he just said it on the radio, because why not?
I mean, I just want to put it out there, you know, and she doesn't like it. She's in Minnesota. But anyways, you know, she's not the jerk for making a decision in life that's making her wedding her day. It's her decision to do things, so she's not the jerk for not having a sister.
All right, Rico. Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for announcing on this show that your sister is not in the wedding. Have a great day.
Not at all. No, bye.
Okay, bye. Last but not least, Jennifer's in Brown Deer. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, ladies. Hey, Amelia.
Good morning.
Can you believe this? Is this going to be a clean sweep? Do I need to get the broom? What's happening?
I'm always sweeping. That's all I do is clean. Yes, she is not the jerk. Not at all.
Okay. Very nice. So not the jerk all around, because it's what, their wedding? Are you going to go with everybody else on that logic?
Yeah. So I feel like the family's role in a wedding is to support the bride, support the groom, show up, be there. It's the bride's decision who's the bridesmaid. It's the groom's decision who's the groomsman, and let it be that. Don't make it drama and don't make it about you.
Mic drop. Enough said. Thank you, Jennifer. Have a great day.
All right. Have a great day, ladies.
Bye. So there it is. You just got to watch it all go down. How you feeling, Amelia?
Is
it the same?
It's not as much. Being behind the scenes, I like to see things behind the scenes. It's interesting. I like it. It's my vibe.
Totally.
It's interesting to see you going back and forth.
Is it weird to watch me working?
No, it's not.
Is it what you pictured was happening in the studio, though?
No.
Probably not.
No, not at all.
What did you picture versus what you saw? Explain for the listeners.
So what I always picture you guys as chilling, sitting down, you know, DZ's on one side, you know, handling things. You're just, you know, sitting down, sipping your coffee. But now what I saw today with the phones going down, you're just running back and forth.
I'm all over the place.
Go, go, go.
I run.
If you're not on air, you're on a go, 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 go. Yeah. So it's like, it's, yeah.
It's very fast moving and there's not a lot of time behind the scenes. Like sometimes people text me and it's like, I don't even get back to them until like 11.
Right.
Because I don't have time to even look at my phone or anything.
This is on a go, go,
we go, go, go. Yeah. And it's, we play a song, but then we're right back on again. We're getting ready for the next segment.
And
so
it's like for us listeners, we think it's long, like, dang, it's a long time. But in reality, behind the scenes, it's not. It's like you're running back and forth.
So a song feels like a long time to you, right?
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah, that's what I
get that being in the car. You're like, come on, I want the second part of Am I the Jerk?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. But now that you see that I don't have a second to spare behind the scenes, isn't that crazy?
There's sometimes when I'm in parking structure, I'm sitting there like, oh, I gotta go, but I gotta hear this. I have to hear it.
And we're trying. We're really trying, I swear. Well, this is where I, on the air, vocally go, hey, boss, can I get a producer? No, thank you for coming in. Coming up next, though, we do have the update for Am I the Jerk?
I cannot wait to
Trifling, the Trifling Trisha and Jerky John. The woman who had written in originally sent an update. So I was like, oh, and you said you called in that day, so you want to hear it.
I sure did. Mm. I sure did.
All right, it's coming up next. Trust me, the song's not that long.
Okay.
Wait, hold on, Amelia. We're on the radio. 103.7 Kiss FM. She's like, hey, my son's texting. Is your son reaching out? What's going on?
Well, I didn't tell him I was going to be on the radio.
What?
Well, he wasn't with me Saturday.
Amelia.
He stayed be home.
He didn't go
home
to Mexican Fiesta with you?
Friday he did. Saturday he did. I'm like, come on, let's go. And he's like, no. But he went yesterday.
He did go.
With
good.
His cousins, and he had a blast.
Well, Amelia from Milwaukee's in the studio today, everybody. Welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, no problem. I'm here to cover for DZ. If there's a day that DZ needs me and cover for you,
thank
I'm
you.
Here.
And I'm not going to cover for you at your job. Don't ask me to go be a phlebotomist or whatever you do. I'm not poking people with needles. No thanks.
No.
Amelia, I love it when you call in. You are a regular. You called 5 days in a row. Mm-hmm. And last week we had Ryan in Alabama. We had Amanda in Racine, Lisa in Sheboygan. And I was like, we got to get a Milwaukee person. Hello, we're a Milwaukee radio station. So thank you for coming in.
No, you're welcome.
And being on today, I told you that I have an update for one of the Am I the Jerks. People love the updates.
Okay, see, this is like maybe the second time I heard the update. I remember one of the other subject that you had updated. I was just like, oh,
well,
my
this
God.
One you called in for early in the month.
Yes.
It's like August 9th or 10th we did this one.
Oh, yeah.
And the story was, if you missed it, and DZ gave them all names, which made it even funnier, like Trashy Trisha, Trifling Tom. If you heard that one, you know what we're talking about. The problem was, she basically did not want her husband in the group chat with his friends because one of his friends is now basically with her husband's ex-wife.
Okay.
Wasn't that it, right?
Yes.
So her husband's ex-wife, Trashy Trisha.
Yes.
Is now with another one of his friends, Trifling Tom, maybe. I'm trying to remember specifically. And she didn't like that he was on the group chat with her. He didn't want her. She doesn't want her husband to have anything to do with his ex-wife.
But let's not forget, she was married to one of his friends and then end up getting divorced, cheating on him with another friend of
she
hers.
She's worked the friend group a little.
So she likes to keep in the friends.
Oh, yeah, I said it ain't no fun if the homies can't have one that day. That's what I said. I got the Snoop references out. That's right. I went deep for that one. Okay. So now she wrote in. And she has an update on what happened because, you know, we love updates.
And I'm going to give you my opinion.
Yeah. What did you say that day? Was she the jerk or not the jerk?
I said she. OK, now, this one's kind of hard to cut off of his friends. She is a jerk. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to remember, this is a girl that's been in this circle. And then there's a saying, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say.
So, you know, I don't know what you're going to say.
No, not rude, you know.
Oh.
You know, bros before. You know,
oh, yeah, bros. You can say bros before hoes. Yeah, yeah,
bros before hoes.
Misters before sisters, sisters before misters, however you want to put it.
Too. So then again, it's like, instead of getting mad at him and cutting him off, she should ask her, like, what's her deal? What's her problem? Mm-hmm. Because I know certain people in this situation like that, kind of, you know? Mm-hmm. And so therefore, it's like, you know, why? To me, it's like, these dudes know what she's about. And why would you guys want to, like,
Why do the men in the friend group keep dating her? I agree with you on that.
Like, it's like, no.
It's like, ick, don't you want something fresh?
Right. But then again, who knows?
Maybe they're from a little town. That's what I'm saying. If you're in a tiny town, because that's what I picture these people to be, at the towny bar in the smallest of towns, and that there's nobody left, and they don't know how to use a dating app or something, right? Well, here's the update. Okay. So wait. You said she was a jerk or not the jerk?
I said a jerk because she wants her husband to cut off his friends.
Which is not fair.
Which it's out of control because that's the text can be something totally different. Mm-hmm. Because remember, she was at the market and they ran into him and he was ha ha ha. And though she got mad
that he was being friendly with her in the supermarket. That's right.
But she was
Thank God you're here. It's all coming back.
But you know what? I can't understand where she's coming from. Like, the wife? Because
no.
Yeah.
If my dude's ex was like in the friend group, I'd be like, she's got to go.
No, trust me, because I'd be very sarcastic. The way how I am, I'm very sarcastic. And oh, I'd be having songs in my head like, well, could we play this song while I'm talking on her? You know?
I'm going to give you the update now. It's long.
Okay.
But I'll get to the chase. She wrote it and she said, Allie and DZ, I will send an update. Here it is. I'm slammed. She sent one a few days later. She said, first of all, I love listening to you guys every morning. Here's my update. Ah, this past month, I've been on an emotional roller coaster for sure. I know people thought it was about Trisha coming for my man. That's not it. For me, it's about respect and protection for my feelings. That's what I want and wanted my husband to do for me. When he didn't, I took things into my own hands. See, this is why the problem's with her husband, not Trisha, but I'll get to that in a second. So here's what she wrote on. She finished writing. She said, keep in mind, Trisha and John have now been together for a year. And in the beginning, I was worried about my husband's feelings and his thoughts. I have the memory of an elephant. And so when I add up all of the above, plus other infractions and the fact of knowing she texted him for a month after our engagement, well, now it's going down. It got to the point, though, when John kept trying to bring Trisha around the friend group, where I was like, what about me? When are my thoughts and feelings? What about my thoughts and feelings on this? I took the back seat to all my feels because I thought it would better the situation. But then it always comes to a boil. And then I sent Trisha a lambasting message. Also, I texted John asking him to kindly leave us alone. Clearly, I was not left alone. It truly feels like this whole thing is a game, and that's why I went public. Am I wrong to blast them? Maybe. Are they wrong to keep overstepping my boundaries? Yes. In the end, ready for this? In the end, she says, it looks like in his text thread, it was Jerky John, Amiable Aiden, and Super Sweet Steve, not Trifling Tom. I love these guys. And she said her husband has now blocked the guys in the thread. Sorry, this is really long. So I was trying to get to the bottom.
Yeah, no.
She said that basically her husband and the friends don't want to start a new thread. They're afraid to start a new thread, or they don't want to and they're not telling her. She said, as of right now, because of Apple and Android text threads, my husband can't leave the text thread. Therefore, my husband has blocked every person in the text thread, and I am here for it. In my mind, I keep telling everyone to the best of my ability of how not to mess with me and how to make things better. And if they don't, bye. Maybe this is an Am I the Jerk part two? That her husband blocked everybody now on the group chat? I'm shocked he did that. I think you guys need to move on with your lives or something. This is like going on and on and on. You're with him.
Right?
Like, trashy Trisha's not with your dude.
And I don't think she was coming. It's just the fact that she was still in the group.
It's her energies ickying the group, you know? But and you now, can't control this, that.
And then the fact is that now he blocked all that. And then, I don't know, this one's like...
So he blocked everyone? First of all, I get it. You're saying I can't leave. Well, you can ask... If you've been friends with... Come on. Let's stop for a second. Right. These people have been friends this long.
It sounds like from grade school. From grade school.
And you can't look at them and go, I have a problem. Get me off the thread. I don't think the husband cares. I think the husband's just trying to appease her at this point.
Or to him, it's not a big deal.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, enough. Like, I don't care about trashy Trisha. I don't want to be with trashy Trisha. I'm with you.
Right.
Why are we still going on and on about this?
And that's why he needs to make it clear to her. Like, you know what? It didn't work out between me and her. There's reasons why I married you before you, because I wanted to be with you, whatever the case, you know.
Because it's going to look like she's the one who's going to look insecure if nothing's going on with them. If something's going on with them, fine. I don't think there is. She's just irritated the girls around.
Because every friend, this one didn't work. Because mind you, they said she got married to a friend. They end up,
you're right.
And then she starts talking to another friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why do you keep still staying in the circle? Another thing, maybe she does want your man. Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe
we don't know.
Maybe these people are bored because they're all at the townie bar, like I said, on the corner.
Hey, even people in the city, they'd be bored too, and they'd be doing the same thing. Don't play.
Trust me, I know. Yeah. Okay, Amelia. Well, thank you. I hope that update was good for everybody who wanted it, who's got to get into work right now at 8 o'clock on the dot, because that's what we got. That's the update. She says her husband blocked everybody, and that's where we are. So Amelia in Milwaukee, we'll be back. I have a topic I want to discuss with you.
Okay.
Because it's something I saw on your Facebook.
What'd I do?
I'm a little irritated. I'll tell you next, girlfriend. I've been inviting regulars in. He really wanted to come back today, but it just was not, it was not feasible. So, Amelia in Milwaukee, good morning.
Good morning, ducky ducky people. Ooh,
I love it. Got to play your theme song. So, I have a bone to pick with you, Amelia.
Oh, what I do now.
Girl, where do we start? You're such a delight normally. But are you one of these people who really wants fall to come?
I'm actually enjoying summer.
Good.
I am a fall baby. So I am a fall. I love fall, summer, and spring. Winter, I hate.
Amen.
I feel like I was born in the wrong state.
Amen. I wasn't born here, but amen. Yeah. When is your birthday?
November 24th.
November 24th. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're a Thanksgiving baby, too.
And a Sagittarius.
And a Sagittarius. What's a Sagittarius like?
Oh, man. There's so much.
Complex? Like every other sign?
Stubborn.
Yeah, know. Same like a Taurus. Stubborn like a bull. I got that. I'm a Taurus. Taurus energy.
We are very outgoing. Mm-hmm. We just speak our mind. It's just, there's a lot. Depends, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a fall baby, so you like fall, but I am annoyed with everyone complaining about the heat. That's where I'm at, Amelia. That's why I said I got a bone to pick with you. If you want it to be fall, I'm coming for you and everyone listening, because this is the argument this morning. I have been loving this weather. In fact, I don't want it to stop being this warm because it's only August. You know, we're
and
not.
It's hot. It's hot.
After Labor Day, all you fall people can start posting your little pumpkin spice latte.
Yet. No, not till September 22nd.
Okay, fine.
This is how I feel, especially when it comes to Thanksgiving.
Well, now I got everybody you going. Now we're around. Going.
Everybody wants to sit here. Christmas, like, my friend, drives me nuts. Her friends like sell stuff. I'm like, girl, you need to put that back. It is not Thanksgiving. One of my other friends, she starts decorating. I'm like, really?
Wait, already?
Like in November, I'm like, Christmas. And I'm like, no, put that away. And she laughs. Mm. So she'll like, and laughs at me. But my thing is, you guys are complaining about this heat. This is nothing. Go to Puerto Rico, go to Dominican Republic, go to somewhere else. It is hot.
It's this is amazing. The people, I understand my air conditioner is working really hard and that's going to cost me money. But other than that, I'm here for it, man.
But the only thing, I feel sorry for my daughter because she's driving my car and I don't have AC. So
wait,
she's all right.
Who's your wife's driving your
no,
car?
My daughter.
Your daughter? Oh, no.
She's like, yeah, you said you're going to fix this like 67 years ago. I'm like, I am so sorry.
Your daughter's driving with no AC. Yikes. You know what, though, Amelia? We did that, too. We remember the days I drove a beater for years. I drove 100 beaters, and I didn't complain.
Right.
She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
You'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Be
all right. Right. If you want fall to come, what's wrong with you? 414-533-1037. I was going off about this all day yesterday. I was like, oh, you fall people, chill out. You can start after Labor Day, but now Amelia says, no, September 22nd is when you can start.
And not only that,
so now I'm moving
see,
the date.
If you see me posting things for the fall, but it has like scary movies, it's because I'm posting the scary movies. That's why.
So you're saying, don't be mad at me. I'm just here for the horror movies, Allie.
Oh, of course. I'm a big fan of Freddy Krueger.
Not me.
Knows that.
Nope.
Oh, I love him.
Nope. Keep my eyes closed the whole time. I don't want to see it. Why would I? This is my thing about horror movies, and I've said this. As if I need more reasons to be anxious on the edge of my seat. As if I'm not stressed out enough. Amelia's like, let's go sit on our seat and go, and wait for someone to scare us. No, thanks. I'm good.
I'd probably fight somebody.
That's the thing. You would start doing what I do, where if somebody comes, you start swinging from behind. You knock somebody out that wasn't even touching you, and it'd be a mess.
Like Annabelle and Chucky. Come on, they're small. They're dolls. You can kick them.
Never seen it. Never seen it. I told you. I don't watch horror movies.
Oh, I love
it. I get down with fall, but I don't get down with fall before summer's over.
Well, my daughter's birthday is on Halloween.
Ooh, a Halloween baby. That's a whole nother thing we could
and
talk
my
about.
My cousins also, they have the same birthday. So,
yes. Oh, they're birthday twins. Okay, well, we're going to talk to the listeners next. We're going to see if, because I see the phones are ringing now. Are you into fall already? And if you are, what's wrong with you? 414-533-1037. Okay, Amelia in Milwaukee. She's on the phone left and right. Who are you just FaceTiming with?
My daughter.
Oh, she was cute. Hey, girl. Well, while you were FaceTiming, people were calling in to talk about fall and summer and if they're here for it. And if you missed, filling in for DZ today is one of our regulars. She's so fun, Amelia in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Gotta have the theme song.
Oh, yeah.
You're not the only one with the theme song, though. There's others. And they're all ready to go. First one that we're going to talk to this morning, you usually hear him on Am I the Jerk?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, of course. And especially this song. Ooh.
It's Tevin Campbell, baby. Only us old people know about that.
We're not old. We're so young.
Well, I might be old, but I feel young, so I don't care. Hey, Santino. Good morning.
Good morning, Santino.
Oh, you know what? I don't even have the phone up. He's trying to talk to you, and you can't hear him. Sorry. Let's start over.
Good morning, Santino.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, ¿usted?
Bien, ¿y tú? What about me? ¿Cómo se dice what about me in Espanol, okay? I'm here. No,
hey, we know you there.
Santino, good morning. Are you a fall,
good morning,
fall or summer guy?
I am a fall guy.
Why?
It's too hot. It's too hot. I'm a big man, and it's too hot to be out here sweating. Ain't enough baby powder in the world.
Well, I do agree. The amount of showers we have to take, it's really annoying if you don't want to stink.
Yeah.
But I'm still going summer all day. You people that want it to be cold, what's wrong with you?
Listen, Allie, look. There's got to be a happy medium. I'm not liking hell, and I don't like too cold either.
Oh,
so give me 60s, 70s, and I'm good all year long.
This heat is nothing. No, this heat is nothing. Like I said, go to Puerto Rico, Dominican.
Yeah. I'm into this heat. Like, I feel this. I was at the pool all day yesterday, and I'm going to be again because I love this heat. I like air conditioning, but you guys are crazy. Now, without water.
No, I don't.
I will say without water, the heat is hard. Mm-hmm. Without having like something to cool off in or air conditioning, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Well, and Santino's a fall baby too. When's your birthday?
November 9th.
Mm-hmm. Ah, see, we're November babies.
Mm-hmm. You November
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but you're a Sagittarius.
You're a Scorpio, aren't you, or no?
Yes, I am a Scorpio.
Oh, damn it. We got to go. Bye, Santino. I didn't know. See you later. I know about Scorpios. Okay, next up on the phones. No, we love you, Santino. We'll talk to you later. I've got another regular on the phone for you. Lindsay is calling in Franksville. I kissed Lindsay, good morning. Again, I didn't turn her on the phone.
You got the phones working. Now you just don't know how to, you know, work the buttons.
You'd think I was brand new at this job. Been doing radio way longer than I want to admit. Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amelia's in here.
Amelia have her co-pilot on there for the train, and maybe flags to like point, hey, this button.
I'm a hot mess. And it's a Monday. What do you expect, Lindsay?
Hey, Mondays are like this, though, sometimes.
Don't tell me you want to stay to say summer like me. Please say yes.
Yes. Oh, I mean, I'm season by season. I'm a winter baby, but I could skip over winter, just go fall, right to spring, back to summer. Mm. So, but I went to Starbucks on Friday and saw pumpkin spice on the menu. I'm like, come on.
That's too soon.
Enough.
No, not only that, we also have the Halloween decorations already.
Enough. I can't even. It's like I haven't even bought back to school stuff yet, which is in a week. Don't get me wrong. I'm well aware, everybody. Don't care. I'll do last minute like I always do.
I'm waiting for the sales.
Yeah, and not being able to find anything. I'm sure that'll happen.
Yeah.
My point is, until I've sent my kid to school, I don't want to see Halloween stuff. And that would be after Labor Day.
And then right after Halloween, it's Christmas. It's like, really slow it down. Pump the brakes.
Amelia, they had a Christmas tree up in a store I was in. I was like, I was ready to tackle it.
I believe you. I believe you.
And I might go back and do it just
because. Pumpkin spice already? Come on.
Please get it on video. Take Amelia with.
Oh, trust me.
She'll be like, what? Because Amelia's a shorty. How tall are you, Amelia?
I'm not even 5. I'm probably 4'11".
She's 4'11". I'm 5'11".
All right. Amelia's going to tackle the tree. Allie's going to record. It's going to be Amelia and Allie after show.
There's nothing funnier than a short person getting all scrappy.
And it's funny because all my guy friends are taller than me, and I have something like nieces. They're like, you're sure? I might be quiet.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. All right. Lindsay, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great one. Enjoy summer, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. We will. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.